In our previous year, we began a discussion about the minimum size of a room to be chayiv in a sukkah, to be chayiv in a mezuzah. And we quoted the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Pei Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, based on our Gemara here in Masechta Mezuzah and Daf Gimel, that says the room has to be at least a dalet al dalet. But we also quoted the opinion of the Rambam, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that it doesn't have to be dalet am square. And that the Shach says, therefore make a bracha, even if it's not dalet am square. The Pesachei Tshuva, here in Siman Reish Pei Vav, quotes a very interesting Chamudi Daniel. He says that even though the room has to have dalet al dalet amos, as our Gemara teaches us, to be chayiv in a mezuzah, says the Chamudi Daniel, that if the room is useful, it carries out its purpose, even though it's not dalet al dalet, it's mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And this Chamudi Daniel actually is the Rishash, says that our Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis is actually the basis for that Chamudi Daniel. Because the Gemara, in discussing that the halacha is that in order that you should be able to put an Erev Tchumim in a home, it has to be Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara asks, we see that the Burgenin, which were the huts that the Gemara Masechta Erevin teaches us about, that were used to keep items in, were not Dalet al Dalet, and yet could be used to put the Erev. So says the Gemara, Burgenin Chazu L'Masayu. And that means, even though they don't have a Dalet al Dalet, they serve their purpose, and since they serve their purpose, they're mechuyiv in a mezuzah, even though they're not, they're considered a useful area, even though they don't have the proper dimensions. Says the Rishash, what do we see from this Gemara? What we see from this Gemara is that it's not Dalet al Dalet that is the only or the primary criteria for making a room being chayiv and mezuzah. It's the usefulness of the room. There are many paiskim that disagree with the Chamudi Daniel. I saw Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Shailos HaTshuva Silmas Chaim says, since we don't find that the Gemara, the Rishonim, not the Gemara, nor the Rishonim, make this distinction, it's difficult to accept the distinction of the Chamudi Daniel. The Das Kedoshim says a very interesting svara. He says the halacha treats a room that isn't dalet al dalet. He uses a very interesting language. He says the halacha treats such a room like a chura ba'alma. It's considered a hole in the wall. And therefore, even though it has usefulness, the halacha is that it's not mechuyiv in a mezuzah if it's not dalet al dalet. And so too is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger, quoted in the Sefer Kinnas Soifrim. He says a very interesting svara. He says what the Chamudi Daniel is saying is that a room which is a beis shar, a gatehouse, is chayiv in a mezuzah because it serves its purpose to be a hut for the shomer, even though it isn't dalet al dalet. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, if we look in the sugyas, we'll actually have such a sugya later in our perek, that treats a beis shar as less important than the room. And here we're going to have, than the house. And here we're going to have, and that's why the Gemara says, by the case of Shnei Sukkos,
zu lefnim zu, when you have two sukkahs, one inside the other, the Gemara says that you don't put up a mezuzah on the outside one, because it's really only a beishar, and if it's a beishar to a room, which is really not a full-fledged room, it shouldn't be mechuyev mezuzah. But now he says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it turns out that we're going to treat the beishar more importantly than we're going to treat the room in the house. Because a beishar never in those times was dalet al dalet. And he finds it difficult to accept that a beishar should be treated more stringently than the room itself. There's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Gimel, that discusses this Shaila. And it's interesting. Rav Weiss, Zechroina Levracha, begins the tshuva quoting many poskim that disagree with the Chamudei Daniel. The Chaya Adam and Simen Tezvav, Suf Yud Beis, Davnei Nezer, all of them require, and their reasoning is because a mezuzah is not just a concept of a dira. It's not just a concept where you live and where you have usefulness. There's an element of a bias. And if it doesn't have the proper dimensions, then it's not considered a bias. That's why he says that even if a room which isn't your tefachim tall, it still, if it doesn't have the proper dimensions, if it isn't your tefachim tall, it's not considered a bias. So from here we see that there are minimum halacha, the minimum dimensions that the halacha requires that should be mechuyev in mezuzah. In fact, he quotes the Yadak Tana that's mentioned in the Pesachei Tshuva here in Simen Resh Pei Vav, Sifkaton Beis quotes, and the wording of the Yadak Tana is Lul Shetana Goylem, a chicken coop, is Chai Mezuzah. So he says the fact that we see that the Yad Ktana went out of its way to require the Dalet Amos, from here we see that Dalet Amos are always required to be mechuyev in a mezuzah. But then he also quotes the Chamudei Daniel, and he says that there in the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the opinion of the Chamudei Daniel, and therefore he says we should be machmel chatchila and put up a mezuzah on such a room, albeit without a bracha. He wants to make a distinction. He wants to make a distinction that if the room is in the house and it's a useful room, it serves a purpose, then it's chayiv and a mezuzah, even though it's not dalet al dalet. But if it's a freestanding hut that isn't in the house, there he wants to be mekel and say it shouldn't be mechuyev and mezuzah. He also says that when the Chamudei Daniel says that the room has to serve a purpose in order to be chayiv and a mezuzah, so he says what the Chamudei Daniel means is that it has a serves a purpose as a room. But let's say you'll have in your home a corridor, and the corridor, which leads to other rooms, isn't dalet al dalet, but it serves its purpose. Its purpose is to be a corridor, and it's serving its purpose to be a corridor. He says such a room certainly is not chayiv in mezuzah, because a corridor, the fact that it's just used as an area to walk from one place to another, that isn't going to be mechuyev in a mezuzah. The Meram Shik, and the Shailos HaTshuvos Meram Shik, Yerideya, Simen Reish Pei Zion, wants to actually say that the subject of the Chamudei Daniel is really connected to a Machloikis Rishonim, which is discussed
actually in Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, and then in the Shulchan Aruch Choshim Mishpat, Simen Reish Yudalid Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch discusses Chedesh Huasi Latznia by Chafetzim, a room that's used as a storage room. Afila Ein by Dalad Adalad Ein a Bottle Lagabe Bais. Even if it doesn't have Dalad Adalad, but it serves its independent purpose, it's chayiv. It's not. It's considered independent room. According to that opinion, that's the opinion of the Mordechai, says the Maramshik, such a room, even though it's not dalal adal, should be chayiv mezuzah. But he says that there are rishonim that disagree, and rishonim say that if a room isn't dalal adal, even though it serves a very independent purpose, it's not considered an independent room. And then those opinions would hold it's not mechuyev mezuzah. The Maramshik also seems to say that we should be machmer for the opinion of the Chamudi Daniel. And so too the Marsham and Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Nun Dalid discusses this issue. And he too seems to say that we should be machmer for the opinion of the Chamudi Daniel. Although, as I said, the Paiskim tell us to be machmer for the opinion of the Chamudi Daniel, I did see that there's some very clear piskei halacha that even though we're machmer for the Chamudi Daniel, where we should and shouldn't be machmer for his opinion. One is that in many homes, there's like a closet under the steps. And that closet could serve a purpose and it could be quite large. But since it's an area that you only could crawl into, it's a crawl space, and it isn't Yud Amos tall, everybody will agree that it's not Mechuyev and Mezuzah. I also saw from the Deber Tzina Rav in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simen Tzad Gimel, that says that if you have a walk-in refrigerator or freezer, so certainly a walk-in refrigerator or freezer serves a purpose. The halacha is that such a room is not considered a room that's mechuyev in mezuzah. On the other hand, the question that comes up, and it's a very relevant question, is regarding walk-in closets or closets. What's the halacha regarding their obligation to have a mezuzah? So the Paiskim say that a walk-in closet is mechuyev to have a mezuzah. And the Michas Yitzchak discusses this only in a situation with a walk-in closet. You could walk into the closet, as the name implies. But any closet, as large as it may be, that's only used with the person standing outside of the closet and hanging up things or taking things to and from the closet, such a closet, no matter what size the closet is not mechuyev in a mezuzah. So now that we've determined that such a room, even though it's small, is mechuyev in a mezuzah, at least midrabana, at least without a bracha, this opens up a very serious question in halacha. The question that comes up is, we know that when you have two rooms next to each other, the question is, which room, in which direction do you put up the mezuzah? And in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch gives some very clear definitions. If it's a room that you normally go from this room to the next room, you put it to the right of the room you go into. The question that comes up is as follows. Let's say you have in the back of your house a porch. You go from the back room of your home to a porch. The question is, where do you put up the mezuzah?
And the same question is if you go from the backyard from the back of your house to a yard. The Beis Meir's opinion, the Beis Meir's in Yoredeus Siman Reish Pei Tes Sif Gimel, that the mezuzah is put on the right going from the chotzer into the home. And so too is the opinion by a porch. The Chazon Ish disagrees. And the Chazon Ish says you put it on the right going from your home out to the porch. Say to Paiskim that even though, according to the Chazon Ish, you put it going out to your porch, and if your porch, however, is not dalet al dalet, so the entire chiv of a room or an area that's not dalet al dalet, poshet, is not mechuyiv in mezuzah. So there, say the Paiskim, everybody will agree, you put it going into the large room, going from the porch into the house on the right side, not from the house onto the porch, which is not dalet al dalet. Even though I did see that the mezuzahs melachim and the shalos tshuvos from Ram Shik and the shalos tshuvos Michas Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph, Simen Ches and Simen Tes have discussions about this issue, up to the degree that they have discussions that maybe you should put a mezuzah on both sides. Since we're not sure on which side to put the mezuzah, maybe put the mezuzah on both sides. But all of them say that that shouldn't be done. Even though an argument can be made that it should not be considered Baal Taisif when you put up a mezuzah on both sides. Because what you're saying is, the side that's mechuyiv in mezuzah will be considered a mezuzah, and the side that's not obligated to have a mezuzah, so the mezuzah I put up there really doesn't make a difference and really doesn't count. So why is the halacha they discuss that that's an issue? So they say a very interesting approach in halacha. They say that, and what's the precedent that they want to actually use for this being permitted? A lot of people wear two pairs of tefillin, a pair, like a Rashi pair of tefillin, and a Rabbeinu Tam pair of tefillin. Why isn't there a problem about Taisif? The answer is very simple. Because the person who's wearing these two pairs of tefillin has in mind, the pair that I'm chuyif to wear, that is the real kosher tefillin I'm using for the mitzvah, and the other pair is meaningless. So why isn't it the same here? So the answer, it's a very different situation. Because when somebody's wearing Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, one pair of tefillin are not tefillin. However, when somebody is putting up two mezuzahs on the two sides of his door, so both mezuzahs are kosher mezuzahs. The only question is which side of the door is mechuyev and mezuzah. Since both mezuzahs are kosher mezuzahs, and it's only a question which side is mechuyev and mezuzah, that is going to be a situation about Taisif. Because they explain, Baal Taisif means that if the Torah tells you, if the Torah tells you to do something, and the Torah doesn't tell you to do something, when the Torah doesn't tell you to do something and you do it, that also is considered Baal Taisif. So if the Torah tells you to put the mezuzah on one side and not put a mezuzah on the other side, so when you put a mezuzah on the side that isn't mechuyiv in mezuzah, then that also is considered, they say, Baal Taisif. And therefore, in such a situation, it seems that the opinion of the Paiskim, even though we are machmer for the opinion of the Chamudah Daniel, and we put up mezuzahs on rooms that aren't dalet al dalet, if they serve their purpose, still they can't be considered full-fledged chiyuv for all areas of Hilchos Mezuzah.